Police: man posing as UPS worker beats woman with weighted sock in Manhattan elevator. By Elaine Mallon on July 30, 2023. New York City police officers are on the hunt for a man who allegedly robbed and beat a woman with a sock stuffed with an unknown object inside an elevator in Manhattan on Sunday. Surveillance images outside the building show that the suspect is a black male who appears to be posing as a UPS delivery man, the New York Post reported. At the time of the assault, he was wearing a black shirt and pants, a gray baseball cap, and a lanyard, and he was holding a package in one hand and a book bag in another. The assailant reportedly robbed $25 from the 26-year-old victim, who was transported to Bellevue Hospital. According to authorities, she is in stable condition. The suspect fled the scene on a bike. This latest incident in Manhattan comes days after Breitbart News reported that authorities responded to two stabbing victims outside of Magnolia's Bakery in the West Village. Eli Klein, 45, witnessed the attack while he was walking with his wife and infant daughter on the sidewalk. They ran away as soon as the incident broke out. "It happened so close, it was 10, 15 feet away. And we were on the same side of the sidewalk," Klein told the Daily Mail. "Normally I would stop to help the guy or take a picture of the suspect and give it to the police, but in this instance, I had my baby with me, we just ran, we didn't wait." Crime statistics from November 2022 revealed just how prevalent violence and lawlessness have become in the Big Apple. Breitbart News's Amy Furr reported. Crime in New York City increased over the past year, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, claims data did not show bail reform as being the problem. The New York City Police Department's, NYPD, recent crime statistics show that year-to-date, rape was up 10.9%, robbery up 32.4%, burglary up 29.1%, and grand larceny up 38.5%. During an interview Friday on CNN, Hochul asserted that the data is not showing that bail reform is causing the surge in crime, and there are individual cases, but compared to pre-pandemic and when this was passed, I don't think there's a real disparity. The New York bail reform law went into effect on January 1, 2020. Researchers from John Jay College of Criminal Justice found that more than 72% of violent crime suspects freed without bail were rearrested, compared to fewer than 62% who were rearrested before the bail reform law, Breitbart News reported.